program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. It's the Friday before Memorial Day, so it's an extra long weekend, and I am joined in the studio with the ever lovelier, ever more talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Are you excited about this weekend?
Sort of.
Not really, huh? No, well, I know why, too.
Well, I was just, okay, so we're going to the Indy 500 this weekend.
Yeah, first time I'm ever going.
I've never been. And so I was driving into the studio and listening to a talk show, a local talk show, and they said that there typically is 400,000 people, 400, between 400 and 500,000 people
right,
that go to this event.
Right.
And it's going to be 96 degrees plus.
Right.
I'm not so sure.
And you know, and as you so aptly pointed out, you know how hot
the asphalt
gets,
mm-hmm.
right? It just reflects the heat back.
Well, that plus there's no shade. Now, I think the seats that we have are undercover.
Yeah, they are.
But still, all those people, that's going to stink.
It's going to stink. You're funny.
Body odor.
Oh, a lot of beer, too. A lot of beer burps, too, going on over
Ooh.
There. Yeah, that's that group, you know, it's a step up from NASCAR.
Uh-huh.
You know, because these are Formula One cars, I believe.
And why did we agree to do this?
Because our good friend Billy and Cher Mitchell invited us, and they
and we saved Cher from having to go up on a motorcycle.
That's exactly because Cher said if we didn't go, then Billy wanted to go up on his motorcycle, and she didn't want to have to spend an hour and a half on the back of his motorcycle in the heat. So we're actually doing this for Cher,
favor.
As a favor to Cher, right? Because it doesn't sound like something we want to do, right?
No. So Superhuman University.
I know.
Tell me about it. And then
the universe next.
And then the universe.
Yes, Superhuman Universe is next. Yes, we are launching the Superhuman University on the 30th of this month with our first seminar with Rob Regish. Add 1 inch to your biceps, and then it will be a CD afterwards, so people can come in and buy it as a CD. But if you come to the live event, you'll be able to request answers to certain questions. So it's worthwhile to come to the live. And the CD will be more expensive than the live event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because we have to ship it, too, on top of everything else.
Oh, and what about people that are on, like, the opposite end of the world?
We already have them. We have people signing up from New Zealand for that event.
And okay.
I mean, it's you know, let's see. I just did an interview from New Zealand, and it was 1 o'clock here, was 5 a.m. in the morning there.
I think there's 18 hours difference.
Yeah, so this will be 7 p.m. at night. So this will probably be, I don't know, you know, middle of the night. I don't know.
18.
Yeah, so, but we have a lot of... I want to get the bugs worked out of the platform. We had to actually install a special platform for this, this event process. And once we get the bugs worked out with it, we have in the wings some amazing seminars. We have women seminars just for women, by the way.
Really?
Yes. I'm talking right now with the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy, about doing one because, you know, she's a sex therapist. She made her whole livelihood was she was on AM radio syndicated nationwide for like 15 years.
Is she going to do a sex therapy session?
The female orgasm we're going to do.
Really?
Yes, yes. And I think that's going to be a really good one. You know, we got Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale coming in to talk about amino acids. He wrote a textbook on amino acids that's actually used by universities in Canada now. And we're going to be talking about peptides and amino acids. We've got Dan Pardee coming in to talk about carbohydrate consumption, the realities of it. This is, you know, fiber, not fiber. There are some untruths out there that people are convincing themselves of, and this is why they're not seeing the results in their dieting that they want.
Aren't you going to have Dr. Andro, a.k.a. Adele Musa?
Yeah, we're going to have Adele Musa on. He's doing a fantastic three-part seminar listing supplements that work and putting to get them together by the timing of day to take them. And they're going to be in different categories like anti-aging supplements and bodybuilding supplements and so on and so forth.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, we've got – I want to get this one event under our belt, look back and see what did we do wrong, what did we do right before we start loading the roster. But we have all these people have already committed to come on the Supreme University platform and start doing their seminars.
You better get them before somebody else does.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I know. Every time I talk about something over here, somebody, I see something on another show. And it's, you know, I used to think it was just coincidence, but I don't think that anymore.
No, I don't think so.
And you know what's shocking to me since we're talking about that?
What?
I don't want to sound like a whiny butt, as you like to say, okay? But I write blog posts. Like, I wrote a blog post in April about the fact that autism and autism spectrum disorder is exclusively the result of epigenetics. From the 50s, 60s, and 70s, we've exposed ourselves to pharmaceutical drugs, chemicals from everything in our carpeting to the stuff we put in our clothes, chemicals in our food that the FDA in its divine wisdom increases on a daily basis what we consume. We have really created the perfect storm to show what epigenetics does. And I wrote a blog post that I just reposted this morning on my Facebook because we were talking about this, uh-huh. about autism, that it's just, and I analogized it by using the, you know, when a drop of water hits a smooth.
The ripple.
Yeah, the ripple goes out and it keeps on going out over time. And I don't think many people read the article, right? So,
right.
So then in May, another internet guru writes a similar article.
Very similar to yours.
Yeah, and gets like 500 reshares, right? Okay, and I try to ignore this stuff. The truth is that I have tried to ignore this stuff for a long time. Then Natural News writes an article this morning. God knows, they'll probably get 1,600 reshares of it.
Well, they didn't write it this morning, but we read it this morning.
Okay, all right. Well, but didn't you say it was just posted, right? Or maybe I'm wrong.
Somebody posted it on my Facebook, yes.
Okay.
They got 3,207 shares of it.
Right. And it's like, I guess my confusion is, why is it that when I put this stuff out there, I know I sound like a whiny,
the title of this is Red Alert for Humanity. Chemical damage can be inherited by offspring through unlimited generations.
Well, that's just the epigenetics. Blueprint. Yeah,
yes.
That's all. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe my titles need to be more catchy or pander to more sensationalist type of an approach. I don't know.
Well, and it's not unusual. The other internet guru that you're speaking of wrote a blog on something and got 1,300, 1,400 shares of it. And some of the blogs that you write are worthy of that, and you get 10 shares.
So I know we have the audience because we have the downloads.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, the audience doesn't share as much. That's all. They're stingy. Stop being so stingy, okay? But anyway, that's it. I just wanted to mention that. But it's true. We're never going to solve autism because it's not just one thing. These poor children are being born in the soup of destruction as a result of overtoxification.
Right.
And until people and I guess the real question is, what will the magic number be? Will it be when 50% of all children have autism that we will finally go, okay, you know what? We know what it is. Let's just do something about it.
You know what was shocking to me in this article in Natural News that I read?
Right.
They're talking about how autism has exploded in the last century, and it's increasingly risen from 1 in 25,000 child to an astonishing 1 in 88 children have it.
Right.
And then it goes on to say, if this trend continues, we may be looking at a near future where every child is autistic.
Well, I'll go on the limb and predict it. Within the next 7 to 10 years, 1 in 2 children will be autistic. 1 in 2 children will be born with some sort of neurological disorder that will impair their ability to either learn along with their peers, or live a normal life along with their peers. I'm telling you right now, 10 years. That's all it's going to take.
And a lot of people are going to say, well, that's because children are being, say they're they're saying that these children are autistic, but they're really not.
Oh, yeah. They're saying there's a lot of people out there who are going, well, they're just broadening the.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what? It's like, look, okay? Let me tell you something. Let's say I have a really bad limp. Right.
Uh-huh.
And the government comes out and says, well, we're going to start gauging how many people have a short leg. Right. And they say, well, what is the criteria? They say, well, we're only going to consider people who have 2 or more inches difference in one leg to the other. Right. OK.
Right.
All right. So then they say, you know, we got a lot of people. Let's broaden this. Let's go ahead and see how many people have 1 or more inches. Who cares whether it's 2 inches or 1 inch? I have a shorter leg. I let one leg that's shorter than the other. I limp. So you can't look at these poor parents who are raising these kids and go, your kid's really not sick. They're just broadening the scope of what is considered autistic. You tell that to a parent who has a child that is not learning along with its peers and doesn't have the normal capacity to interact. They don't care what the name is. They don't want their children to be sick. And anybody who has children out there can understand what I'm saying. People who don't have children, this goes right over your head. Because you don't know what it's like to have to raise a child and see it not developing along with its peers.
You know what else was shocking? It says, if this trend continues, we may be looking at a near future where every other child is autistic. And at that point, questions about the long-term viability of the entire human race
yes.
start to become unavoidable.
Yes. And that's what I just said, 50%. I say within 10 years, you're going to see numbers like 1 in 3 children is autistic. Now, clearly, boys are greater, more at risk because there seems to be an effect of testosterone and detoxification. It seems that testosterone seems to impair the detoxification pathway. But I say it's within 10 years. And you know what? I agree here. And you know who you can blame for this?
Who?
The FDA. The Food and Drug Administration that has allowed so many people to be poisoned.
Well, right here in the article, and we didn't talk about this. The recent ruling by the FDA not to ban BPA in the U.S. is a disaster.
Never mind that. Yes, and the ongoing assault that they
Monsanto.
The new drug that they just approved that clearly causes cancer.
Yes,
and the drugs that people are taking right now. You see, when they start taking them at 60 and 70, there's no harm. But when they start taking them at 30, then have children.
What about young kids taking drugs?
Yes,
now? Aren't they putting statin drugs into prescribing them to children?
Yeah, statins, antidepressants, everything.
I read an article, which we'll talk about later, but the statin drugs, 20 million Americans are on statin drugs.
20 million idiots.
Can you believe that?
20 million idiots. And I want to talk about a friend of the show who wrote an article that I have to totally disagree with him, but we're going to talk about that later.
Uh-huh.
We actually have to take a break. But you know what? This is no single thing that's causing autism. For those of you out there who are waiting for some agency to come up, perfect, ominous music. For those of you who are waiting for the government to find the answer, they are the ones that is causing it.
You sound like Arnold.
Yes, I am Arnold. I will squash you with my big bicep. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't hold back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com Radio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P. ER today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Alisa Profumo.
Yes.
What shall we speak of today?
Well, let's see. You had a stomach ache this week.
Yes. You know what? We went out to dinner one night. I don't know if it's... And we went to a crawfish.
No, we went to the crawfish.
Yeah, we went to the crawfish thing, and I ate a couple... I didn't eat the crawfish because I'm not big into underwater cockroaches, but I did eat some, like, some other crawfish
alligator
rice
balls.
Ball thing. Rice yeah. ball. And it was sitting out on the table, like, all day in the sun.
I didn't touch any of that.
You're so lucky. And I woke up in the middle of the night with like a fever and my stomach was killing me. And the whole next day my stomach was bothering me. So that night you went out and you picked fresh ginger from the garden.
No, mint.
I mean mint, I'm sorry. Mint from the garden. And you said, I'm going to make you some mint tea for your stomach.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, like I really didn't think anything of it. And you mashed up the mint and the mortar and pestle.
Mortar and the pestle, I mashed right. it up. And right. I have one of those... tea kettle things that you can put the mint and immerse it into the hot water
right.
and let it steep.
Right.
So I did that and I let it steep and then you drank it.
And I remember I was sitting there on the sofa, we were watching something, I don't know what it was, and I drank the tea and I didn't think anything of it. And my stomach felt disgusting before I drank the tea. And then all of a sudden you said to me, how does your stomach feel? And I thought about it for a second. I thought, oh, my God, it doesn't bother me anymore. And
no.
It literally went away, like, probably in 15, 20 minutes within drinking that tea.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
It is.
So that stuff works.
The mint does work. And actually, I guess that's why restaurants give you mints. They're sugary, but that's why they give you mints after you eat.
Well, it's one
because
of the
reasons. Because it helps with digestion.
And it helps with your breath, right?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously. So it helps both of those things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. So that worked. I get two thumbs up on freshly... pulverized mint tea.
And it tasted good, too.
Oh, it was delicious. In fact, we had it another night
uh-huh.
just because it tasted so good.
Yeah, if I can keep the bunny rabbit away from it, then I can have it the rest of the summer.
Alisa is so funny, right? So she complains, right? She goes, oh, my God, the bunny ate this plant. The bunny ate my sunflowers. The bunny ate the clematis that I had planted on the arbor. The bunny is eating all of that darn bunny. Then a couple days go by. And she doesn't see the bunny. She goes, oh, my God, I wonder if the bunny's okay. And I said, why? She goes, I haven't seen it in a couple of days. I said, you would think you'd be happy.
I went to Feeder Supply yesterday and bought Timothy hay.
To feed the bunny.
To feed the bunny so maybe he would stay away from the flowers.
Yeah.
But
he didn't do
it. He didn't touch it.
He didn't eat the Timothy hay.
No, but he ate the field greens that I threw out there.
Yeah, right, right. So he's a smart bunny. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so I just want to revisit vinegar
yes,
a little bit.
We talked about it last
week. We talked about the apple cider vinegar last week, which, by the way, I've been using. It tastes good. I like the taste of it. But my friend, I was talking with my friend about it, and she's the one that does my microdermabrasions.
She's an esthetician.
She's
right.
an esthetician.
Right.
And she uses it on her hair. She takes a cup, after she washes her hair, takes a cup of the apple cider vinegar and rinses her hair with it and lets it sit on there while she finishes her shower, and then
right.
she rinses it out. And it hydrates your hair, and it makes it shiny.
Mm.
And she has the shiniest hair I've ever seen.
Yeah, she does.
So it really
so
works.
So that's what she does to make it that shiny?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's funny.
Yes.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
Trish is an esthetician.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So estheticians take care of your skin while you're alive, and morticians take care of you when you're dead. How do you like that? Esthetician, mortician.
Hmm.
Hmm. Makes you go, hmm. Okay, good.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so there was another article that Kevin Stevenson posted on my Facebook about ginger.
Right.
And how it eliminates the impact of parabens.
Right. And parabens are widespread in all cosmetics. You'll see methyl paraben and propyl paraben quite often. I believe they're thickening agents. They make things creamy and waxy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So
they're in suntan lotion too.
Parabens may be linked to breast cancer, so parabens are probably in your deodorant as well.
Probably so. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you just go around stinky?
No, you
like all the people that are in the Indy 500.
Yeah, like that we're going to be hanging out with this weekend. Probably, you know what? That's a good thought. I think I'm not going to wear deodorant someday, so I blend in. Guy next to me will go, hey, don't I recognize you? So I know you can't go around stinky, but let's face it, you have to keep an eye out for parabens. You really do.
And so you just read on the ingredient list?
For methyl paraben and propyl paraben. I think sometimes they acronize them too. MP something and PP something. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah, but obviously these parabens are dangerous, and there's something you can do, Elisa Profumo, to help protect your body from parabens?
It says here in the article that scientists concluded that ginger can significantly reduce paraben-induced liver damage.
Yeah, interesting.
So ginger tea?
Mm-hmm. Or if you know a place to get ginger extract by any chance?
And even the ginger ale that I posted, the blog for ginger ale, the blog that didn't get that many shares.
Yeah, once again, we're relegated to the end of the line.
Yes, we are.
But that's okay. The few people that do read us are intelligent people.
Yes, they are.
You know what? You know what? I actually thought about that. I thought, gee, maybe I don't want to be passed around to the masses, because remember who the masses are. These are the same people that think popcorn is a healthy snack. But anyway, okay. But yeah, so ginger or ginger extract can help your liver dispose of the parabens, I guess.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. All right, where do we go from here?
You wanted to talk about statin drugs?
A little bit, yeah. Only because a friend of the show, right, Dr. Bryant Stanford,
uh-huh.
who and everybody in the audience knows I don't agree with everything about Bryant, because Bryant is a vegan.
He's mainstream.
Yeah, and he is a doctor, so he has to toe the line. He can't come out and say things that would cause him credibility damage and so on. But he wrote an article about statin drugs, and he talked about the myalgia that is associated with statin drugs. It's well known that most people suffer some sort of muscle pain, muscle soreness, and muscle weakness if taking statin drugs for a long enough time.
Uh-huh.
And this is because the downregulation in cholesterol that is needed to repair and rebuild muscle tissue.
I'm still shocked at the number of 20 million Americans on it.
Yeah.
On statins.
So, and you know, the average statin drug, not with the copay, probably costs $100 a month.
Wow.
So think about that when you think about that 20 million.
Okay. So according to some experts, the situation may boil down to risk-reward choice,
right.
whether or not because what he said in the article was, should you exercise while you're on it and endure the muscle fatigue, or should you just stop exercising totally?
Right.
And he's
but
saying,
he didn't say stop taking your statin drugs totally.
Well,
that
he did.
Wasn't an option.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If your cholesterol is not too high and your risk of heart disease is not too great, the choice of discontinuing statin use is not as serious, and it's possible that lifestyle changes alone may be sufficient. So, stop for a minute. My question is, why are they on the statins anyway if they can control it through lifestyle?
Because a couple years ago, pharmaceutical companies came out and asked the FDA if they could start to tell doctors to prescribe statin drugs as a prophylactic, so that if you have other markers of heart disease, right?
Right.
We'll get you on a statin drug now. Even though your cholesterol is still in a good place, let's get you on a statin drug now so that we keep your cholesterol where it is and it doesn't get any higher. And the FDA, in its divine autism-creating wisdom, said, yeah, sure, tell people. So doctors started going to people, well, Ms. Profumo, your blood work looks great. Your cholesterol is fine, but I'd like you to go ahead and start taking Lipitor now anyway, because at your age or because of your diet or because of this, your cholesterol is probably going to go up someday. So let's get you on it now. See? So the FDA allows the prescriptions to be written of statin drugs, even in the absence of elevated cholesterol. Thank you, FDA, once again, for ringing the bell of epigenetic destruction to our society, but that's what they do.
Okay, it says, on the other hand, if your cholesterol is very high and your heart disease risk is high, the statins may be too important to discontinue. Thus, the choice may be forced upon you to shift to milder forms of exercise, or possibly give up exercising entirely.
That blows my mind. I just want to shake Bryant for saying that. Why not other alternatives to regulating cholesterol that don't cause myalgia? What about having a person take a couple hundred milligrams of real niacin 3 or 4 times a day with their meals? So by taking a couple hundred milligrams, you don't push your liver into such hepatic damage, but you can increase HDL and lower LDL. What about other modalities of adjusting cholesterol? How about cutting carbs out of their diet, which has been shown to profoundly reduce cholesterol? You know, none of these things are discussed, but give up exercise. It's almost like saying to a person, you've got a toaster oven that whenever you turn it on, it kind of makes the house smoky. So here are your choices. You can live out in the backyard, you know, or get used to the smoke. How about removing the toaster oven? That's not an option?
What about red rice yeast? Doesn't that help? Red
yeast rice does help. But as pointed out, and look, anything that artificially reduces the production of cholesterol has other downstream implications. The real answer is to look at the hormone panels of these people. Why is this cholesterol not being converted into the things that it should be converted into, like cell walls and downstream hormones? That's the answer. And I sound like Randy on American Idol. And why not get them into a ketogenic style diet and eliminate the carbohydrates and take a look at them after a few months and go, oh my God, you're not going to believe this, but your cholesterol is really low now. And you can exercise because you have no muscle pain. No one ever wants to tell people to get off grains, and especially Bryant, because he's a vegan.
Yes.
He probably says, hey, no, you got to eat grains. So it's a shame. But I feel sorry for those people that are out there that are on statin drugs. We're over time again.
Okay.
We want to talk about something before I go into break?
No, we'll talk about it when we come back.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. In the meantime, you guys do the hustle.
Expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for?
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1.
He's looking at me like I'm crazy.
I didn't even know we were on the air.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So what shall we speak of now?
Well, since Memorial Day weekend is really the kickoff of summer,
right?
I thought we'd talk about a couple things, vitamin D and also sunscreen.
Oh, yes. That's kind of favorite big thing, been sunscreen.
Sunscreen has been kind of big in the news lately.
Yeah. Okay. Which do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's talk about vitamin D. I read an article in the paper about, actually, there was a Dr. Michael F. Holick.
Mm-hmm.
He's an endocrinologist and a professor of biophysics and physiology at Boston University.
Okay.
He also wrote a book about the vitamin D solution was the name of it.
Right.
And in his book, he recommends that 15 to 30 minutes of sun exposure on the arms and legs 2 to 3 times a week. His ideas were so controversial that he was fired from his position at Boston University.
That's controversial.
Yes.
Exposing yourself to sun.
For the vitamin D.
Uh-huh. You know what baffles me? It's like the medical orthodoxy doesn't want us to do anything that's natural, not even go in the sun. It's absurd.
It is absurd.
And you know what you got to ask yourself? When I started doing research, which is going to lead into sunscreens in a second, right? When I started doing research in sunscreens years ago, you know what I found out?
No, what?
People who live closest to the equator, they don't have near the occurrence of skin cancer that we have here in the United States.
And why is that?
Well, before we say why is that, let's ask the question, how can that be?
If sun causes skin cancer, then people who live in the hottest parts of the world, theoretically, should have the highest amount of skin cancer, right?
Yes.
But they don't. So sun doesn't cause skin cancer, apparently. Something else causes skin cancer. And if you look at the people who have skin cancer, I bet you'll find a lot of other similarities other than the fact that they are in the sun. You're reading the article.
Can you hear me?
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. The American Academy of Dermatology
right.
says that there is no safe amount of sun.
No safe amount of
no
sun.
No safe amount of sun.
They need to go to hell too. Are they kidding me? There's no safe amount of sun?
When it comes to
what's next?
Skin
There's no safe
risk.
Amount of air to breathe? Hold your breath because people get lung cancer? This is the idiocy that we're letting lead the masses of this country into illness.
Skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the United States. It estimates that 1 in 5 people will be diagnosed with skin cancer in their lifetime. 2 million people are diagnosed each year.
But there's other reasons. It's not exposure to the sun. Otherwise, why don't the people who live by the equator get skin cancer? I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to ask these questions, folks. Ask your dermatologist that next time they tell you, look, don't go in the sun at all. There's no safe amount of sun. And then they tell you, no, what you need to do is slather your body with sunscreen, right?
Which has terrible chemicals in it.
Well, never mind that. Most of these sunscreens use small particles of metal. They used to use aluminum type particles. Now they use titanium. No, what do they use? Zinc and titanium, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So these particles are all in the 100 nanometer range of size. These particles are all easily passed through the skin at that size. In fact, there is transdermal science that shows that particles in the 100 nanometer size area passes into the skin easily.
Dominic Less posted on my Facebook, and I had seen it also, an article from Environmental Working Group.
Right.
You can go to their website and see the list of different sunscreens
right.
that are good and bad.
Right.
But on here it says, good tips for good sunscreen.
Right.
Avoid these. Oxybenzone, vitamin A, which is listed as retinol palmitate.
Right. Right.
Added insect repellent.
Mm.
Avoid sprays, powders, and anything that says SPF above 50.
I wonder if that's because the higher the SPF, the greater the amount of titanium dioxide, for instance. Okay.
But they're saying here that titanium dioxide is good.
No, but no, they're wrong. That's EWG?
That's EWG.
No, look.
On here, okay, and it says... says the list, avoid these and look for these. On the list of look for, it says zinc is okay, titanium dioxide, and Maxarel SX.
I don't know what that is. Look, zinc may be okay in some amounts, but the body is not designed to absorb titanium. And no one is going to tell me that you don't absorb the 100 nanometer particles of titanium dioxide that are in sunscreen. You're going to absorb this stuff. No one wants to do the research and see if it shows up in the blood shortly thereafter in a 7-year-old child that his mother slathers him 5 times in an hour. But your body is absorbing this stuff. You wouldn't roll around in titanium dioxide powder and wear it on your skin because you'd know that, gee, I don't want that stuff to get in me, but you put it on when you slather that stuff on. And we also know that the creams that they use to make these sunscreens, they disrupt the stratum corneum and make the penetration even more effective. Even mild things like hydroalcoholic preparations, which are just alcohol and water, can get 10% of a drug in the 100 nanometer range into the body, 10%. So that means that you're getting probably at least 10% of the titanium dioxide absorbed into your skin. Now, you show me research that shows that titanium dioxide is necessary in your body and it does good things for you. This is yet another epigenetic bullet, folks. This is it. It's like we're assaulting our bodies daily with all of these things that it was never designed to handle. Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If a doctor came to you and said, I've got a 1 cc injection here that has a gram of titanium dioxide. I want to inject it in you. Would you let him inject it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want it.
Okay. Well, what if that's the same thing that you're doing to yourself when you rub titanium dioxide that is in the Trojan horse called sunscreen on your body? You know, folks, if you keep looking to studies for the answers, you're just going to be one of the walking dead. Use your common sense. Why don't people in the equatorial regions get skin cancer like people in the United States? It could be because we use sunscreen here. Bill Sardi, who wrote the book Fear Cancer No More, writes about the Wake Forest study that discovered the link between high D3 levels and the resistance to cancer. They had a mouse at Wake Forest that they injected with five times the load of cancer that killed all the other mice, and they couldn't kill them. And what they found out was that for some reason, this one mouse overexpressed D3. So they bred these mice and they made them, what do they call that? They created a mouse genetically predisposed to increase D3. And that's how they started to discover the linkage between high D3 levels and the resistance to cancer. When you rub sunscreen on your skin, you are not getting all of the sunlight that nature intended for your body to get. The same sunlight that got us to this point here today, folks, from thousands of years ago. So guess what? It's very, I'm going to go on the limb here and be the first jerk to say that it's actually what sunscreen does to your skin that causes the skin cancer.
You're going to love this quote. This is Dr. Lynn Cornelius. She's chief of dermatology at Washington University. I'm assuming it's a she. This is a quote. We don't like to advocate UV exposure as a way to get vitamin D.
They're sick. These people are sick.
I've been in the sun my entire life. You know me. I mean, I was a sun worshiper. I lived in Vegas and I tanned every day. I don't have skin cancer. Okay? So I don't buy the whole skin cancer sun link at all. I don't buy it any more than I buy the other links to cancer that people keep talking about. Cancer is a function of inflammation. And some people, I guess, genetically predisposed to develop their inflammation in their skin. We have to find out why, but it's not sun.
Uh-huh.
It's just the same thing that people said. These poor men that have gone through testosterone deprivation therapy because they had prostate cancer, and we know it's not the testosterone, but meanwhile, they tortured these people anyway.
So as far as supplementing with vitamin D3, I recently had a blood test done, and my doctor told me that my D levels were okay.
Yeah.
But they were at the low end of the normal range.
Like the normal, he said, was 40, and you were like 44 or something
47.
Like that.
47.
Okay. And 44 was the normal, and you were at 47.
Yes.
Right.
And then he said, you know, you're doing fine. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not doing fine. Right. I want it at the high.
Right.
So what would you tell someone like me to do? Would you tell me to continue taking 2,000 IUs a day?
No, I would tell you to take more. I would tell you if you're only getting to 47
at 2,000 IUs a day,
I'd say take 6,000 IUs a day.
Even in the summertime? Because I had a friend whose doctor told her that she could stop taking as much D3 during the summer months.
Look, let's put it this way. You produce vitamin D in the summer months when you're exposed to the sun, okay? So if you were a sun worshiper like me and you laid out every day for weeks and months during the summer.
But I don't.
No, listen to me. Your body would produce D, right, every single day you laid out and in large quantities. I used to lay out for hours. My body was probably producing 20,000 IUs.
So what you're saying is you can't get too much.
I don't think so. I know that there's some rare cases where you get so much that it actually causes some problems in your liver. But I haven't heard anybody do that to themselves yet. And I know a lot of people that lay out in the sun. I remember a year where I not only laid out in the sun when I was living at that little apartment complex, but I was also taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, and I thrived. I felt great.
Well, there was an article that I read in the Huffington Post It was written by a guy named Bill Sardi.
That's him. I just said Bill Sardi. He wrote the book. He's been on my show, Fear Cancer No More. He's the one who exposed the whole study at Wake Forest.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, Bill Sardi. I just said
okay,
it.
Okay, I didn't hear
no,
you.
That's okay. That's okay.
See, I was reading ahead.
You're no different than everybody else. Nobody listens to me.
I was reading ahead. Okay. His article here for the Huffington Post says, getting ahead of the vitamin D revolution cure. Curve, I'm sorry.
Right.
And in here he talks about when he feels like he's getting sick, he takes 50,000 IUs of vitamin D.
Right. He's the one who taught me that. When I thought I was coming down with swine flu, which I believe I did, I was taking 50,000 IUs of vitamin D a day for 3 days in a row, and it knocked it out.
You have a show by this guy?
Yeah.
You should replay it sometime.
I'll find it.
I'd
yeah,
like
it
to
was
hear
years
it.
Ago. It was years ago. Yeah, I'll find it. We have to take a break. I know, it goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, stay tuned. In the meantime, during this commercial break, go outside and get some sun. I dare you. All right, we'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost, and I'm screaming for help. Relax, take it easy.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
the show more people listen to, but don't tell anyone that they listen to. I mean, just on that note.
Yes.
I interviewed Richard Tucker with Randy Roach the other day. Richard Tucker wrote a book in the 70s called Biblical Nutrition, where he started to promote the same notion of paleo nutrition back in the 70s.
Right.
Right. He lives in New Zealand. During the show, he tells me that he listens to Superhuman Radio on his iPod, on his MP3 player, while he's walking the dog in the morning on the beach. I was amazed. I didn't think he even knew anything about the show. He started quoting things about the show.
Wow.
I know.
That's impressive.
I know. Anyway, okay.
Okay, what is that old saying? Couples who play together stay together?
Families that pray together stay together. But yes, the new saying is couples that play together stay together.
Yes. And what about couples who exercise together?
They not only stay together, but they look great together too.
There was a study out of University of Denver that said that couples who work out together are happier, and it also does wonders for your workout in the gym.
Yeah, sure.
They were talking about some celebrity couples that work out together. Cameron Diaz and Alex Rodriguez. I don't know if they're still together. I think they are.
Apparently they are. But meanwhile, Cameron Diaz gets a lot of heat about her body, and I think she looks great.
I think she does, too.
People say she's too muscular. I'm like, really?
Now, let me ask you, what is too muscular?
Well, I think female bodybuilders are too muscular. I think when a woman starts to look like a man,
yes,
that's too muscular.
I agree.
Okay.
And you want to be feminine.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Not you, but me.
No, exactly. You want a woman to be feminine.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Aaron Singerman posted a picture recently of the new female physique class at, I think, the Europa show or something. And these women look great. They had a muscularity that implied that they were athletic, but they had the softness of a woman in their hips and their glutes and their hamstrings. So they weren't shredded and ripped looking. I mean, they looked really good, and I think that's wonderful.
Well, maybe it's all a matter of taste, because I remember back when Prince William married Kate Middleton, I made the comment to one of my friends that I thought Kate Middleton was a bit too thin and she needed to put some muscle on.
Right.
And my friend said, oh, you're never too skinny. Yeah. Or one can never be too skinny.
A person can never be too skinny. Yeah. Well, that's a mentality that I think has been fed to sheeple, you know, people who follow the media and the marketing genre. And I think that that's been told to women. When you look at these models, they all look like, you know, somebody needs to hold them down and force feed them a cheeseburger.
Yes.
So I guess those women aspire to look like those women.
But you have the exceptions, and back to the celebrity couples
Cameron
that
Diaz.
Exercise, Cameron Diaz, and then also Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. She's got a really nice physique, and she's not thin.
No,
either.
and he looks like he's photoshopped. He's got, you know, six pack abs.
Yeah. Also, it had Giselle and Tom Brady on there.
Right.
And most of these people that we're talking about are athletes. Alex Rodriguez.
Interesting, and they're all still together. The best couple that was in that was Sting and Trudy, who not only exercise together but have been practicing tantric sex, which Dr. Judy talks about on my show and wrote the book, The Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. Sting and Trudy have been talking about tantric sex for 20 years now.
Uh huh. And also Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Was on here too.
Well, she has to work out with him. He won't let her be alone. She has. If she gets too far from him, the explosive device on her neck will detonate. All right, good. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. It's your turn.
No, that was it. I want to talk about childhood obesity for a second, because you said that the CDC has released some research that the greatest growth in childhood obesity right now is in the 12 to 14 year old bracket. 12 to 19 year old. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because there is some emerging research that you'll probably hear about in the media today or over the weekend that says that obese children have a higher likelihood of cranial disorders due to intracranial hypertension.
Uh-huh.
You know, remember, when a child is obese, not only are the mechanics known as hemodynamics, which increase blood pressure, but also chances are they're at least mildly insulin resistant, if not completely insulin resistant. So that means that their body is producing a great amount of angiotensin converting enzyme, which helps to restrict blood flow to peripheral blood vessels, which yet increases blood pressure even more. Well, they're starting to see a large number of children coming in with intracranial disorders like blindness, idiopathic blindness, just because of the blood pressure in their skulls.
You're kidding.
No. And so this is yet another, you know, side effect of childhood obesity that we're starting to see. Now, keep in mind, if we can damage the retina and the eye in general, then we could be damaging entire nerve clusters in the brain as well. The brain is pretty good at resisting blood pressure because it uses the hydraulics, if you will, of the spinal fluid to help balance the pressure inside the brain cavity as well as outside the skull. But when these kids become so obese, the spinal fluid doesn't have a chance. Doesn't have a chance at all.
What you were talking about earlier, what I was talking about was that the CDC found that children between the ages of 12 to 19 are now having an alarming increase of type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, there you go. And so, and you know, and these type 2 diabetes, obesity, intracranial disorders, you know, this is damaging to the brain. This is damaging to the eyes. This is damaging to the ears, the hearing.
This was shocking to me. Almost 40% of the children in New York City's public schools are overweight or obese. 40%.
You think that's just New York? You think that's all public schools?
I'm sure it's all public schools, and it just shocks me, though.
You know what's really interesting, and I forgot to mention this before. Let's continue to talk about this. There's something I forgot to talk about when you talk about couples working out, and it's another study that I found. But anyway. I'm sorry, I went back there for a second. But anyway, I see a lot of obese children here as well.
I'm sure it's everywhere.
Yeah. And this is still all part of that epigenetic disorder that's going on, you know? I mean, this is all part of epigenetics when you look at it. Because these obese children will have damaged offspring. And so, if they have offspring at all.
It's shocking to me.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, what do you want to
talk about? Oh, I forgot to mention this. You were talking about couples that work out, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, there was a study done that cyber exercise partners help you go the distance, that even having a person who is moderately faster than you in a bicycle ride, even though what do you call that? Artificial intelligence, whatever, you know, you're wearing helmet gear and you're riding along with them, you see everything passing, they can actually push you harder to perform better on the bicycle. So this kind of goes hand in hand with what you were talking about before about working out with somebody. But if you don't have someone to work out with, having a imaginary person to work out with may be helpful as well.
Well, you'd probably be good at that since you like to pretend.
Yeah, here you go. I'm always pretending, right? So there you go.
There was an article someone posted about learn to shop healthy at the grocery store, and it was on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this
mm-hmm.
was on Fox News.
Right.
First one I agree with, shop for produce, brightly hued veggies and fruits.
Right.
But it does say broccoli, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, oranges. But the number two item was cereal.
Fail.
Number three item was snacks, but they did say walnuts on here.
Yeah, but snacks is a broad term.
But they said low-fat popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn.
And not only, it's microwave popcorn.
We were at a friend's house recently watching a movie, and the fella came out from the kitchen and asked you if you wanted any popcorn. And you asked him, how was it made? And he said, the microwave. And you said, nah, it's okay. Because if it was cooked on the stove, you were going to have it.
Well, I wasn't going to. I actually taught them how to cook it on the stove. They'd never cooked it on the stove before.
But he made it in the microwave.
Well, I knew it didn't take him long enough to cook it on the stove. But my friend's daughter, one time she told me she wanted popcorn, so I was going to put it on the stove. And she's like, what are you doing? Like, they've never seen it cooked on the stove before.
Yeah, only in the microwave. And that's the worst thing. You talk about impregnating a food with chemicals, right?
Microwave.
And then microwaving it in that bag with the wax
on
the bag.
And let alone, it's GMO.
Well,
at least you can get from the Amish people, you can get popcorn that's not GMO.
Right, right.
And I've got some of that. And it's like that Indian corn that you used to see, or I used to see when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's all black and different colors.
Red, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. The bottom line is, with the Fox News thing, cereals shouldn't be in anybody's diet, really, when you think about it.
Well, neither should popcorn.
No,
No. Not, it's amazing because I always thought Fox was up to date on stuff.
But it says bakery on here, rolls, whole wheat bread, tortillas, canned goods, beans, and meats and fish.
And but that's basically everything. They didn't outlaw anything.
And then here, freezer, edamame, and dairy, low fat or skim milk. And that's what their suggestions are.
Low fat or skim.
This is what their suggestions are for eating healthy. Whatever. What happened to Greek yogurt? You can get some Greek yogurt in the dairy aisle.
Yeah, you know, they're also fat phobic, as you can see. Low fat popcorn.
Reach for fudge sickles. Frozen 100% fruit juice bars or light ice cream sandwiches. Do you know what's in those?
Yeah.
The chemicals you can't even pronounce.
What's that real popular one? Skinny Cow?
No, well, that's what she was eating also along with the popcorn. They had those Skinny Cow treats.
Yeah. Right. And isn't Skinny Cow a soy-based product?
I don't know.
I feel like they have soy in Skinny Cow. I'm not sure.
I know. Maybe there's a lot of chemicals in them.
Yeah. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about when we come back?
Whatever you want to talk about.
We do have a couple emails that we do have to read.
So okay.
I'll dig those up. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Brothers are amused by other.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
So now she's dancing. A little, got a little swagger going there in the seat.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Okay, couple things from listeners.
Oh, I just wanted to mention I looked up Skinny Cow.
Yes.
During the break, and it has a lot of xanthan gum and gar gum and, right. and carrageenan in it and things like that.
Right, things that have been shown to clog up the stomach. But more importantly, what is the third ingredient? Isn't it
corn syrup? Yeah. Yes, corn syrup was.
There you go. So have yourself a big bowl of corn syrup. Okay, this one came from KZ, and I want and he I did email him already and clear this up. But for those of you out there who may have tuned out. You know what happens sometimes, Elisa? Yeah. I start to say something, and people start talking in their head, and they start thinking, Carl, what are you, crazy? Blah, blah, and they don't hear the whole thing that I'm saying.
Right.
Okay? So KZ emailed me and said, Carl, the Monsanto-owned list is false. Snopes.com is a resource that debunks false claims. Those companies are not owned by them. I think that being consistent with the truth is more important than attacking or even with something as heinous as Monsanto.
That was in reference to last week's show when we were talking about
the fact that they don't, Monsanto doesn't own them.
To avoid anything that Monsanto has anything to do with and to avoid those companies, Pillsbury, Quaker, so on, because they buy from Monsanto.
Right. And we said, and you even said, now this is on Snopes.com, it shows that these are not Monsanto owned companies, but you can use this list to target the companies that are vendors of Monsanto.
Right. So he evidently didn't listen to the whole show.
No, he didn't hear that. He just heard me say your Monsanto owned list, and he probably went in his head and said, "Oh, Carl, you're so." And I understand. I do the same thing when I listen to other radio shows that I listen to on NPR and stuff like that. So, but we did not say that those were Monsanto owned companies. In fact, we pointed out that was debunked, and you even said Snopes.com in the segment. And just that, use that list as a target to try to avoid buying from those companies so that we can further hurt Monsanto.
Right.
That's got to be the objective, because Monsanto's trying to hurt us.
Speaking of Snopes.com, somebody posted a Snopes.com article that boiling water, water that has been boiled in a microwave oven then cooled, is harmful to plants. Yeah. And that's false. Didn't you say you did a show?
I did a show probably three years ago about the dangers of microwave ovens. And the guy came on the show and he said that if you microwave water and feed it to a plant, the plant will die. So I did a blog post. This is when the old website was up. It was on my old website.
Uh-huh.
And I did a blog. I was out in Phoenix at the time. I did a blog post and I started to water every morning two plants that I bought. I left them in their little pots, the little square plastic thing that they come in. And I watered one with tap water and one with tap water that had been microwaved, that had two separate jars. And after about a week and a half, I could see no difference in the plants. In fact, the plant that was getting the microwave water was growing better. It was taller than the other plant. And then, in the Arizona sun, I forgot to water them one day, just mm-hmm. one day. And I came out the next morning and they both looked like asparagus that had been cooked too much.
Really?
They were just wilted and laid over, and I thought, well, that's the end of the experiment. But
maybe if you watered them, they would have come back to life.
Well, I did. I did pour water in them then.
Oh,
but
you
nah,
did?
They
didn't
come back. No.
Okay.
No. But in early analysis, which means nothing, you can easily say that A, the plant that was getting microwave water not only did not die, but looked like it was growing better than the plant that was getting regular tap water.
Hmm.
So whatever that's worth.
Interesting.
Okay. I got this from Carly Gomez. Carly's actually going to be on the show. We're going to do an episode with her, another one of the Muscle Really Does Save Lives episode.
Okay.
Carly said, another great show, Muscle Really Does Save Lives. It is always inspiring to hear about other fellow superhuman listeners and their stories. I, too, have had my own dealings in life, from ulcerative colitis, systemic lupus, injury, and victory of conquering them all because of the simple principles of clean eating, building muscle, and resting. You hear that, Bryant Stanford? Okay. Your show has made a tremendous difference in my life and my family's life. Keep doing what you're doing because you are changing lives with every single show. As I have posted in the past on my Facebook, you are a true hero in my book. God bless you, Carl. And Elisa, too, she put, parenthetically.
Oh, that was sweet.
And Carly's going to be on the show. I'm going to work out the day and time with her, but I want to hear her story. I want my audience to hear her story, what she's done, and because she's competed, too, Carly.
Oh, yeah, I thought she had.
Yeah, yeah, so it's going to be good. This one I got from a fella named Samuel, and I'm going to omit his last name because I did not check with him before reading this, but I'm going to try to answer his question. Carl, thanks for the great show. I have a quick question on some blood tests I just got. I'm 5'8 and 165 and very physically fit. I'm currently on my first run of the blueprint. Before I started the blueprint, I got my blood tested. To my surprise, I had an insulin level of less than 2, which is probably he means his hemoglobin AC, and fasted glucose levels of 106, pre-diabetic levels. I've been eating 80% paleo for the last year and only consuming 100 to 120 grams of carbs per day. So the high glucose test shocked me. Any idea what this means? All other levels, vitamin D, magnesium, cholesterol, etc., were optimal. I also wanted to thank you. Just listening to your show and implementing a few of the tips, I raised my testosterone levels from 428 to 733 in 6 months.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That's really awesome. Sam, if I can be familiar with you, Samuel, there's a lot of reasons that insulin can be high and glucose can be high. Did you have your DHEA levels tested also? I'm just curious because high DHEA levels sometimes can cause a spike in insulin. As far as the high glucose levels go, did you sleep well the night before your blood work? And I would also look to the types of carbs. You say you're eating 100 to 120 grams of carbs a day. If any of that is grains, cereal grains, rice.
Does that mean oatmeal too?
Corn, yeah. I would cut them out right now. I would try to switch up and go exclusively vegetable sources for your carbohydrates. If you absolutely must have some carbs because you're training hard, then I would turn to things like yams. And if you have to eat potatoes, I would go with the new potatoes, the small red ones, because they have a higher degree of fiber and a lower degree of potato sugars than white potatoes. I would look at the types of carbs that you're eating, and I would ask you again, are you sleeping well? Because people who aren't sleeping well, even if they are monitoring their carbohydrate consumption, they can still develop the symptoms of diabetes. We've seen this in lean people. Lean people who work night shifts, they develop insulin resistance. So I would look at your sleep also. I'd like to hear from you and answer those two questions for me. The DHEA levels tested, what were they? Are you sleeping well? And the 100 to 120 grams of carbohydrates that you're eating, is any of it cereal grains or very, very starchy type stuff like rice and white potatoes? So please email me, Samuel, and we'll finish up the question when we get more information. So there you go.
I also just wanted to mention a couple of our listeners posted a post from the Alliance for Natural Health. It says, disastrous Senator Durbin, anti-supplement amendment defeated. Say thanks. Natural health advocates spoke out in large numbers, and we won. Nearly 90,000 messages in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I put my name on that.
Well, they just want you to say thanks. So if you go to the Alliance for Natural Health, you can go ahead and put your name on here and send a message to say thanks.
Yeah, okay. So we'll go and say thank you. In other words, that's a great idea. We ask them to do what we want them to do, and when they do it, they don't hear from us again. So go back and say thank you now.
Yes.
And you know, the truth of the matter is that Dick Durbin has been tampering with supplements forever and ever and ever. I don't know what his penchant is. I'm sure that if someone did the research, they'd find out that he's in the pocket of Big Pharma. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so it's sad, but we just got to keep beating these people down. That's all.
Yep.
What else do we have to talk about, Elisa, before we start this long weekend and one very hot, sweaty day at the Indianapolis 500?
That's it for me.
Okay, well, that's it for me.
I'm going to go get one of those little bottles that has a fan on it that you can use as a
with
mister.
The sprayer. Yeah, the mister bottle with the fan.
And walk around with that.
You know, they even have hats now that on the visor, on the front of the visor, there's a fan facing your, aiming at your face, blowing on you.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez would like that because she likes that, her hair blowing in the wind.
Yeah, there you go. She'll get goosies.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for listening this week and looking forward. Now, we will be off Monday.
Right.
But we have some great shows planned.
Isn't Dr. Judy coming on next week?
Dr. Judy's coming on next week on Tuesday to talk about how to move past feelings of victimization. We've all been victimized in our lives. Some of us think we've been victimized, and some of us really have. We've been victimized by our spouse, our family, the judicial system. We've been victimized because of the color of our skin or because of our religious beliefs. How do you get past that? How do you get past it and feel good and move beyond it? Because remember, last Casual Friday, you said the five tips to being happy. One of them was to stop feeling victimized. And that made me think, it's not that easy, especially when you really have been victimized. Like, let's say you've been raped. How do you just go, oh, okay, I'm just going to stop feeling victimized? Well, Dr. Judy's going to come on and tell us.
Good.
So that's Tuesday. I'm looking forward to that. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Break out your white pants because you can wear them now, right? Is it Memorial Day when you can start wearing white again?
It is.
So I'm going to get my, I'm going to get the tightest pair of white pants I can find today.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Okay. Yeah, it is a disgusting thought, isn't
leave
it?
Leave that for me.
Okay. I'll leave it for you. All right. Everybody have a great Memorial Day.
Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.